It's Thursday, and time for Mother Denise and a word of encouragement. 30 minutes that will not only lift your spirits, but can guide you into a better way of life through the Word of God. So, get ready to be encouraged with Mother Denise.
Ooh, in the name of Jesus, God, you get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Good afternoon, WYRN listeners. I'm telling you, this gospel angel up in here, she will have you cracking up at your side. You ain't need no Kleenex. She'll wipe your eye on your sleeve. Ooh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, silence the thoughts that's going on and the voices that we hear in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, I thank you that we are your children and we will not be intimidated by the naysayers, for judgment belongs to you and you alone, in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, I ask you to help us increase our faith on today and make us strong in the Lord so that we may never again doubt your word. Father, you promise to be with us always, in the name of Jesus. In every situation that we find ourselves in, whether there's trials or setbacks or losses, God, you are there strengthening us each and every step of the way. Father, I thank you right now for your unfailing love toward us. God, I thank you that we find joy in doing your will, in the name of Jesus, and being content, Father, and having you as the treasure in our hearts. Father, we live because you created us to be above and not beneath. Father, you created us to be above and not beneath. And Father, I thank you today. You are truly the treasure in our hearts. God, we love you like no one else. We love you, Lord. We love you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We thank you. We honor you. We bless you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you that I am standing in WYRN with joy down on the inside in my heart. Father, there may be trouble in our ways, but God, I thank you, Father, that we will not cry all the time. There is joy. There is peace. There is love. Oh, God, we thank you even for the long-suffering, Father, because God, be it so, you have brought us from a mighty long way. Oh, God. So we thank you on today, Father. I know your daughter had to calm down because when she get into the world, Father, I thank you, Father, that you renew my youth like an eagle, in the name of Jesus. God, God, you get the glory, the honor, and all the praise in the mighty, matchless, marvelous name of Jesus. And let the church say amen, amen, amen. Saints of God, I tell you, you get up in here talking to the gospel angel, you'll be ready to take off. And you know I can't even sit down. I used to be able to sit down 2 years ago when I started this. I can't sit down no more because the word is just that good. Oh, my God, calm your daughter down, Father, so she can complete her assignment and go on to her next assignment that you have already laid out before the foundation of the earth. Ooh, ain't he good, y'all? I'm telling you, you got to get some of this, because I tell you, it will turn a frown upside down. You will have joy, unspeakable joy, in the name of Jesus. My God, God is just so awesome. But saints of God, let me tell you something. On today, I come to you in the volume of the book. Come on now. You know what book I'm holding up. I come in the volume of the book that I'm holding in my hand. Yes, God, that Holy Bible. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, I'm going to do a lot of Amplified today, but we're going to do a little King James if the Lord say the same. Look, but I want to be an encouragement unto you today. Our Heavenly Father has sent me with the word, be encouraged. Do you hear me? Words of encouragement today is be encouraged. And our supportive scripture is coming right out of the book of Isaiah. I want to go to the 41st chapter And I really want to read for you verses 1 through 13 because verse 10 is really, really our focus. But the word is so good, you just can't jump in at one scripture. You got to read almost the whole thing to get the understanding. This word is so good. It speaks life to those who were here and for those of us who have decided to be about our Father's business. Come on now. Have you decided to be about your Father's business? I have. I don't care. Ooh, who is not with me? If God be for me, who can be against me? I'm going to be about my Father's business. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 41. And let me come out of the Amplified. And stay with me, stay with me. I know I feel like a locomotive on the track on today. But look at here. This train got to make a couple of stops today. So verses 41 begins. And the word of God says, listen to me in silence, you islands and coastlands, and let the nations gain their strength. Let them come near and let them speak. Let us come together for judgment and decide the issue between us concerning the enemy from the east. Who has stirred up and put into action one from the east, the king of Persia, Cyrus the Great, whom he calls in righteousness to his service and whom victory meets at every step. The Lord turns nations over to him and subdues kings. He makes them like dust with the sword, like wind-driven chaff from his bow. Oh my God. Verse 3 says, he, Cyrus, pursues them and passes along safely. By the way, his feet had not traveled before. Verse 4, who has performed and done these callings forth and guiding the destinies of the generations of the nations from the beginning. I, the Lord, the first, who, and with the last, existing before history began. Oh my God, the ever-present, unchanging God, I am he. My God, my God. Ooh, verse 5 says, the islands of the coastlands have seen and they fear. The ends of the earth tremble. They have drawn near and have come. Verse 6 says, they each help his neighbor and say to his brother as he fashioned his idols, be of good courage. Be of good courage. Verse 7 says, so the craftsman encouraged the goldsmith, and he who smooths metal with the smith's hammer encourages him who beats the anvil, saying of the soldering welding, that is good. And he fastens the idol with nails so that it will not totter nor be removed. Verse 8 says, but you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend. God, my friend. Thank you, Lord. Verse 9 says, you whom I, the Lord, have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its remotest parts and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and I have rejected you, even though you are exiled. Do not fear anything, verse 10. Do not fear anything, oh my God, whew, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, of salvation. Oh my God, that's a shouting verse right there. Ooh, verse 11, indeed, all those who are angry with you will be put to shame and humiliated. Ha ha, glory to God. Those who strive against you will be as nothing and will perish. Verse 12, you shall search for those who quarrel with you, but will not find them. They who war against you, you will be as nothing at all. Verse 13, for I, the Lord your God, keep hold of your right hand. I am the Lord who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. I can close the book and go home on that right there. Oh my God. I know. Isaiah, look at here. Verses 41, chapter 41, verses 1 through 13. The word is so good. We got to be about our Father's business. You know, I read the same scripture out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Applications Bible, and that's associated with the New American Standard Bible. And then I read it out of the Amplified because, you know, I want to seek the word. I want it broken down to the lowest denominator. I got to understand what my Father is telling me. And even though these scriptures are very similar with all of our reading, you know what we must get? We must get an understanding. Yes, we do. That is what led me to our topic for today's word of encouragement. Be encouraged. I thank God he didn't give up on us, my God. And he did not give us a spirit of fear. Come on now, we got to speak to that thing. What pastor tell us in the morning? Shut up, devil, in the name of Jesus. We got to speak to that thing. Come on, gospel angel, I see you over there. We give God the glory for the word and the one who brings the word, the one who comes to us in the volume of the book. Oh, my God, my God. So when it tries to sneak its little slimy head up, come on now. Shut up, devil, in the name of Jesus. God has not given us a spirit of fear. You know that's over there in the word. Come on now. It's a life lesson. Really. Isaiah 41 and 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Oh, my God, the word tells us at some point each of us will face circumstances that causes anxiety. I'm going to tell the truth. When we do, we must remember that we are God's children and we have the power to overcome fear when we apply his word to our lives. We got to have that word. Look, I can tell you Denise said all day long, but you let me put in the name of Jesus behind it. Baby, we about to go somewhere. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. You know, God told us he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And I say, amen, amen. Be encouraged by any means necessary, saints of God. We must always remember, our God has already made a way and we are victorious. Victorious with a capital V. Look, it's a fixed fight and we already won. Come on now. Don't that give you joy? Joy down on the inside, I tell you. He upholds us with his righteous right hand. As long as we know God's word. Ooh, my God. Let us go back to the book. Let us go to Hebrews. Come on, you know where I'm going, you Bible scholars. Y'all know exactly where I'm going. I want to go to Hebrews chapter 4, and I want to read for you verses 12 and 13 out of the Amplified Bible. And your Bible reads, ooh, thank you, Father. For the word of God is living and active and full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, the completeness of a person, and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of our heart. Verse 13 says, oh my God, and not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed and revealed to the eyes of him who, my God, we have to give account. Did you hear what I said? Everything that comes out of our mouth, can you imagine? We're going to have to give account of it. So look, speak the word only in the name of Jesus. Ah, God. I thank God for these scriptures because I'm telling you, if I didn't have this word down on the inside, ooh, hey, I ain't claiming it. But look, and you heard of that cereal said cuckoo for Cocoa Puff, baby. To God be the glory. I got that word. And you know what? I highlighted in my Bible. You know, these little high-speed little notepads, iPads, all that, that's cute. But when you got old Betsy with you, baby, I like Betsy. I write in it. Oh, my God. Betsy, go with me. Come on, Betsy. Let's go, girl. I'm telling you, ain't nothing like the word of God, saints. I'm telling you, it brings joy down on the inside. But you know what? I want y'all to know, saints of God, kingdom citizens, kingdom ambassadors, there is wisdom in the word. Oh, my God. God's wisdom is what we need. I want to pray like Solomon. Father, I just need the wisdom. And watch God give you more than what you asked for. If we just had the wisdom. My God, Holy Spirit, that ain't even in my notes, but I'm going to say what you tell me to say. If you tell me something and it doesn't line up with the word, come on now, we should immediately dismiss it. If it's not in the word, you ain't talking to me. No, I'm not having it. I'm not even letting it in my eye gates, ear gates, or no other gate that I got. It should, I tell you, if it's going to take up residence in our spirit, it has to come out of the word of God. I'm telling the truth, and I'm going to shame the devil on today. He is the accuser of the brethren. And if we stay encouraged, we know we victorious. You can't accuse me of nothing to my Father, because I know I'm walking upright. I'm about my Father's business. And if anything sneaks out of these lips of clay, I rebuke it and repent in the name of Jesus expeditiously. No, not this one right here. Father, in the name of Jesus, please answer our questions, Father. Oh, my God, with your word, and eliminate anything that contradicts the truth in our eyes and in our hearts. Amen. Oh, God, be encouraged, kingdom citizens. Like I said, it's a fixed fight. And we are already winners in the name of Jesus. I tell you, you know I'm the first partaker of this word. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Be encouraged. Is your word of encouragement on today? Yes, Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. Be encouraged. Oh, my God. If sometimes you just have to encourage yourself. Put on your worship music and encourage yourself. Let's go back to the word. Come on. Let's go to the book of Psalms. In the name of Jesus. Let's go to Psalms 27. And I want to read for you verses 7 and 8. Out of the Amplified, because you know this Amplified is loaded. The word of God says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud." Hear as in H-E-A-R, not here as in where I'm standing. "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious and compassionate to me and answer me." Verse 8 says, "When you said, 'Seek my face in prayer, require my presence as your greatness,'" ooh, "as your greatest need, my heart said to you, 'You face, your face, O Lord, I will seek on the authority of your word.'" I got to begin that over again. Father, forgive me for not saying that word right. The word of God says in Psalms 27, verses 7, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious and compassionate to me and answer me. When you said, 'Seek my face in prayer, require my presence as your greatest need,' my heart said to you, 'Your face, O Lord, I will seek on the authority of your word.'" Saints of God, I'm here today by the authority of the book. By the one who woke me up this morning, started me on my way. I'm here on his authority and not my authority. The word of God tells us where our help comes from, and that will never change. God is our very present help in a time of need. Be encouraged, saints of God. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Oh, let's go a little further in the book of Psalms. Let's go to Psalms 34. And let me read for you verses 4 and 5 out of the Amplified. No. Let me do King James right now. Oh, God, the word is so good. Father, where you want me? Where you want me? Psalm 34 and 4. Okay, King James. "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed." I'm telling you, we will not be ashamed to speak the word of the Lord today in the name of Jesus. God has already provided for us. He's already ordered our steps. He has the best plans for our life. And who are we not to obey the Lord? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Come on. Oh, verses 34. Oh, Jesus, slow me down, God, slow me down. Whew. Psalm 34 and 8, you know what it say? Oh, taste and see. Yes. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I know we trust in our Heavenly Father. So I can boldly say that we are blessed to know we have a Redeemer and a Protector in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Holy Spirit, I hear you. Romans 8 and 28. Come on, come on. Let's turn them pages. Don't them pages sound good when they turn out? I know they do. I love it. I know God is a good God. I'm trying to stay. Father, you know I'm just so encouraged on today. Thank you, Father. Romans 8 and 28. My God. Out of the Amplified, the Word of God says, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. I'm telling you today, we are all called. We all have an assignment. We are all on a mission. I thank God, saints. Oh, my God. I thank God because he has already ordered our steps. And that is why we must be encouraged, because we are blessed. God has already blessed us. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. We know our name. We clothe ourselves. Come on now. And we are blessed to bless. We are blessed to be a blessing. Oh, my God. I just thank God. I thank God. I can't thank him enough. To tell the truth, I can't thank him enough. Romans 15 and 13 says, now the God of hope, I'm coming out of King James this time, but I may just roll right on over to the Amplified. Romans 15 and 13 says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now that is out of King James. Let's roll right over to the Amplified. Come on, same verse. Romans 15 and 13. Out of the Amplified says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in his promises. I love it. I love it. I love it. The word of God is filled with many promises. Oh, my God. Many prophecies. Oh, my God. If you just open up the book, I'm telling you, saints of God, this joy that I have, he'll give it to you, too, just like he gave it to me. We are blessed and we are truly loved. And we want everyone to have this knowledge. Everyone. You know, I was driving down 401 Gospel Angel, and the Holy Spirit said, a moment of silence. A moment of silence for the ones that are lost. A moment of silence for the ones that don't know Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah, Father. And I heard him loud and clear, and I had to stop talking to him. He said, take a moment of silence for my children that don't know me yet. But we will be about our Father's business. God, we want everybody. All of those family members that don't know you, Father, we want to take a moment of silence because we need everybody to be kingdom citizens. Oh, God, I thank you, Father. I thank you for talking to me as I'm driving. I thank you for calming me down as I'm in the Word. I thank you, God, because there's nobody like you. We don't want anyone else. We want to go where you tell us to go. We want to say what you tell us to say. We want to start what you tell us to start, and we want to end what you tell us to end. As long as we have breath in our bodies, saints of God, we must be about our Father's business. There is no other way around it. I'm not here in my own words. Come on now. I come in the volume of the book. And what the Holy Spirit told me to write down, I'm reading it from my notes, and I got my Bible right here beside me. I tell you, when I come out the house, I'm locked and loaded. And I'm not carrying no physical weapon. I'm carrying the Word of God with me, because that's what's going to get me through. I trust God with our lives. I know he's never let us down before. He ain't gonna start now. He is not going to start now. We walk by faith, oh my God, and not by sight. And the testimonies that we hear in the mornings, I'm telling you, it's building our faith. So don't hold back on your testimony. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to write these scriptures down. I want you to meditate on these scriptures during the day. Like I said, I come in the volume of the book. I come in the power of the one who opened my eyes this morning, right on time for prayer. We looked at, oh God, Isaiah chapter 41, and we read verses 1 through 13. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We went to Hebrews 4, verses 12 and 13. We went over to Psalms 27, verses 7 and 8. We even covered Psalms 34, verses 4 and 5, and our favorite, Romans 8 and 28, and we ended up with Romans 15 and 13. I tell you, nobody is going to shut our mouth because we got back, and it's a fixed fight, and we've already won. Come on now. Hebrews 11 and 1 told us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God, I may be praying for something that I don't see, but I got the faith, Father, that you've never let me down before, and you're not going to start now. But without faith, saints of God, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My God, my God, my God. We know all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I'm going to tell you that we have purpose. We are vital, we are essential, and we are necessary. You better tell somebody, you are vital, you are essential, and you are necessary. You know, Pastor tells us in the morning, come on, let's tell him where he need to go right now. That one that's trying to steal this word out your heart. Shut up, devil. In the name of Jesus, you will not steal my victory. You will not steal my destiny helpers. And you will not steal the word of God that's down on the inside of my heart. I thank God for Jeremiah 33 and 3. The word of God says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Don't you just want to praise him on today? I know I do. And that's why my next scripture is going to be Romans 10, 9 and 10. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, my God. The call to salvation. Oh, Jesus, how I thank you, Father. I thank you for the moment of silence, God. I thank you, Father, that we're going to do our best to let everybody know it's all right to be a kingdom citizen. It's all right to have dual citizenship. Come on, a kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of our God. Oh, my God. It's all right being a citizen of the United States, but I'd rather be a citizen of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. It has many, 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 many benefits. Come on. Say after me if you don't know who I'm talking about. Father, I repent of all my sins. Father, I now accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, thank you for coming into my heart and coming into my life and saving me now. Father, thank you for making me a king and a priest in your kingdom. Come on. Through Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Saints of God, if you don't take nothing away, be encouraged and stand on God's word, stand on his promises, stand on his principles and his prophecy. I'm on time today in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you, God, that we did what you advised me, God. We took a moment of silence for the ones that don't know you yet. God, I ask you to bless them even the more. I ask you to bless each and every listener richly with your favor. Give them ears to hear and eyes to see what thus says the Lord. Let us be about our Father's business. Father, strengthen us even the more. Silence any distractions that's trying to come up and steal this word from our hearts on today in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to come into WYRN and speak what thus says the Lord that you have given me. God, we love you. We thank you. We worship you and we honor you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Be blessed, saints of God. If the Lord say the same, words of encouragement will be back next Thursday. To God be the glory.
For the past 30 minutes, you've been listening to Words of Encouragement with Mother Denise, heard each Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. Mother Denise, an amazing woman of God, delivering words of encouragement in a time in which it's needed most.